Hello and welcome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. It's the eve of Benedict XVI's apostolic journey to Benin, his 22nd abroad and his second to African nations. The Pope travels there for the presentation and signing of the concluding document of the 2009 Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa, which brought more than 200 bishops to Rome. In an effort to discuss the Church in Africa in service to reconciliation, justice and peace. Ahead of this visit, then, I asked the president of Cotonou's diocesan committee for the visit, Father Augustin Placide Wessinon of the Society of African Missions, as to how this West African nation is getting ready to welcome the Pope. I'd just like to introduce your nation. If you look at it geographically, it's sort of the shape of a profile of a bowing person in a sense, and it's caught between the Atlantic Ocean in the south and four other African nations to the west, Togo, to the east, Nigeria, and to the north, Burkina Faso and Niger. The apostolic journey takes place from the 18th to the 20th of November. And the occasion is the signing and publication of a document, the post-synodal apostolic exhortation of the Second Special Assembly for Africa of the Synod of Bishops, a synod which focused on the Church in Africa in service to reconciliation, justice and peace. How are Catholics, Father Augustine, who I believe make up 15% of the population, about the same as Muslims in Benin, preparing for this visit?
I think that the visit of the Pope in Benin is a great event of the whole Universal Church in Benin, yes, but it's the whole Africa that is receiving the Pope in Benin, because that apostolic letter the Pope will sign, he will be given to every Catholic Bishop Conference of the whole continent. So people will be coming from all over Africa to come and receive the Pope. It is a great joy for the whole continent to receive the Holy Father in that small, tiny country, Benin, where right now everybody is preparing. Firstly, with prayer, we declare the month of October, the month of Rosary, as the month of prayer for the Pope arrival. So in every parishes, there is a special prayer made out for that. Every day we celebrate Masses, we pray for safe arrival and safe stay of the Holy Father, and also preparing the heart of the people of Benin to receive the message of reconciliation, justice and peace, along with all the other African nations. So right now, I think it's a great moment for the whole Africa waiting for the Pope arrival on the 18th of November.
As you say, this is not just an event which features Benin, but there's also another event connected to this visit, a special anniversary, the 150th anniversary of the Catholic Church's evangelization of Benin. Am I correct in saying that?
Exactly. There are a lot of events connected to the Pope arrival. We can say the signing of the document is the most important one, but as you just mentioned, we are celebrating since last year the 150th anniversary of the evangelization of Benin, and the Pope is coming for the closure of that event we have been celebrating, and that is a very important event also for Benin and the West Africa, because the first missionaries came through Benin and went along the coast for the evangelization of the other nations also.
When was that exactly? 150 years ago, no?
Yes, the 18th of April, 1861, was the date of the arrival of the first two missionaries of the Society of African Missions, Father Borghiro Francesco and Fernandez Francisco. And since then, the gospel has been preached in Benin and along the coast till today.
So your predecessors then?
Exactly. We can call them our father in faith, or our pioneers were the one who started that, and today we try to continue that journey in faith.
Father Augustine, can you tell me something about the highlights of this visit?
For the Pope arrival, as you know, he will come straight to Cotonou, the capital, and he will visit the city of Cotonou through the city, going to the cathedral at Cotonou itself. So all the parishes around the long and the school, everybody's preparing to really be on the road to wave to the Pope or welcome him with great joy, singing and dancing. And that will be for Friday. And then Saturday, he'll be going in the morning hour to Ouidah first at the major seminary there, Saint-Gall, where the Cardinal Ganti is reposed. And he will be there meeting at the seminary all the priests and the religious at the seminary. And only after that, he will continue now to the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception at Ouidah, where he's going to sign the exhortation. So really, as highlighted, these moments are important for us. And then in the afternoon of Saturday, he's coming to Cotonou again and visit one of the parish called St. Rita Parish, where he will visit the sister of Mother Teresa, and then the children, representation of all the children of Africa, Benin, in the parish there. So again, everywhere the Pope will be passing, there will be all people, Catholic, everybody will be around the road because they want to see the Pope, they want to welcome him, they want to express their joy, and that is going to be a great event. And then the full last day, the Sunday, will be the closing mass at the Stadium of Cotonou, the biggest mass where the Pope is going to give to each bishop conference that later he's going to sign. So these are the great moments of the visit of the Holy Father in Benin.
You were listening there to the president of Cotonou's Diocesan Committee for the visit of Benedict XVI to the West African nation of Benin. He's Augustin Placide Wessinon of the Society of African Missions. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.